On Saturday morning, Pope Benedict is receiving journalists in the Paul VI Audience Hall. Sunday will see the solemn inauguration of his pontificate. The ceremony will take place in St. Peter's Square at 10 o'clock. In the course of the inauguration, the Holy Father will receive the fisherman's ring, as well as the pallium, which marks him as the Bishop of Rome. The garment also underlines the Holy Father's universal jurisdiction as Vicar of Christ. Afterwards, Pope Benedict will receive the heads of the diplomatic missions accredited to the Holy See and the heads of delegations present for the Mass. On Monday morning, the Pope will receive German pilgrims who have come to Rome for the inauguration. And on Monday evening at 6:30, Pope Benedict will go to the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. He explains that this visit to the sepulchre of the Apostle Paul is intended as a sign of the inseparable bond between the Church of Rome and the Apostle of the Gentiles, together with the fisherman of Galilee. Although most people think of the Pope as the successor of St. Peter, tradition says he is also the successor of St. Paul, who was also martyred in Rome. I'm Michael Kelly.